Well, a very happy and a very blessed new year to every one of you and to your families. Trust that the Lord has found you in a good place and caused you to know He'll be your strength. Let you know He'll be an ever-ready God, ever-present God in your life today. Amen? And I am blessed to see that you have weathered the weather. And you've come out and make sure I wasn't the only one here today. I actually remember when I was stationed at Fort Gordon, Georgia, my first assignment, that I reminded Pastor Carolyn Angela the other day that I had one person in church that Sunday. I would have loved to just gone home, been warm like everybody else, but, you know, the Lord was there for one. The message this morning is rest in God's readiness. In other words, church, He's going to do it for you. Yeah. Amen?
Right.
He just want to know that you accept Him and receive Him and you will let Him be in the driver's seat of your life. Amen? If we can learn how to give up to a control, I don't know if He tests us by the way we drive or not. I hope not, you know. But He is such a good God, such a loving Father. The text I want to share with you is out of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. There our Lord Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." We thank God today for His easy burden and light yoke. Church, the new year is the time of year in which we hear people say things like they're getting a fresh start, about beginning again and having a new beginning and making New Year's resolutions, which they break in 7 days, maybe, or less, more or less. It is the newness of the new year that brings forth in many a hope for change. A change for the better, a change for personally, nationally, and globally. And it would seem to us that we do need change in all those areas. And change is one of the things that I hear God saying about this year. And I think the change will be so multiple and all over the place. And He'll have to be the rudder to our lives. Amen. The rudder to our ships, the rudder to our decision-making in our homes and whatnot. And all we have to do is just trust Him, amen? Let Him be the pilot of our lives. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Surrender to Him and say, and once and for all, Lord, You are boss. You are the man. You are in charge. For many, if not for most, is not a hope with a long lifespan. As we think about our hope for these days, the months come and the resolutions go, and before we know it, it's 2018. I think 2017 is the fastest year I ever lived. Hmm? 216, what did I say? See, this year already, we good. Are we done now? already I'm off the planet. So we don't expect that anything's going to be much settled for a while. Old habits have a way of rising up and overthrowing our attempt at altering a difficult or undesirable past or whatever it might be that we are dealing with. But this is not the case for those who find their hope in God and who make a bold move to be firmly established in Him, who declares He will keep you safe in Him and grant you help from above. Amen? I love that. He's an ever-present God, immanent in nature. 2017 is a time and a season of God's people devoting more of themselves to the Lord, not so much in works as in trust and total reliance. That is, looking to Him and leaning on Him, communicating a sense of complete dependency on Him. We need to kind of learn more how to trust Him and know when he says, turn here, or when He says, stop here and go forth, whatever it might be. 2017 is the year of God bringing deep change to our lives in terms of a strong, sturdy, solid maturity, one that is set and not prone to wobbling or flapping in the wind. It is a year of God doing a dynamic work of His Spirit in the innermost parts of our hearts and minds. See, God, everything about us is about Him making us into His image, not just as He's done in our frame, but in the interior of our hearts and spirits. Sometimes when we go through things, and we can go through some things that we wonder, how did God ever let us go through that? And so God is more about changing us and bringing us out, His image in us out on the surface of our lives and having us to walk more in who He really is in us. He's really there. He's one who whispers to us and who challenges us when we speed or take a what we do in traffic. It's a year of God doing a dynamic work. These are times when the prevailing winds of life seem to be mixed, some favorable and some adverse. But God would have us learn from Him how to discern the times and how to tack the winds of adversity, that we might prevail and overcome in every season of life. And when I say that, it makes me somehow aware of Tony Castanera's book, A Son for All Season, as he kind of talks about how God works in us. The dynamic of his book teaches us how God is present with us in every season of life, and He wants to do a mighty work at preserving and building Himself up in our lives, that His character and everything about Him shines forth into the world because of witness of His reality. We know the Lord is with us in these historical times. Jesus gives an invitation to all humanity when He says, come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden. And He said, I will give you rest. His invitation is to those of us who find ourselves in the struggle of life. And in a real sense, we are all in that struggle, from the cradle to the grave. Struggle and difficulty have a way of finding us. But I think that's how God shapes and molds our character in His own image. His invitation is to those of us who find ourselves in the struggle life. And someone has said, in this life, it's just one thing after another. Life can be frustrating. Life can be frustrating and challenging, yet the Christian is charged by God to live in this world with the spiritual means God provides. In our world, the start of the new year is the start of a new journey. We never know where the journey will lead us, for it is a venture of uncertain endings. But one thing of which you can be certain is God can be can be, desires to be, and will be with you every step of the way if you are his. Amen. If you belong to him. If you know that you're born again and that you did invite Jesus to come into your heart and your life to change you and let you spend an eternity with him, and you understand that it is the precious blood of Jesus Christ that has washed us clean of sin and iniquity, and you have been born again from above by the Spirit of the living God, then you can rest assured that you are his. Amen? And there's nothing more important to him in the earth than you. Nothing else. He might like the planets. He might like the great work he's done out there. But when he's through with you, he's through with that. He's going to build a whole new universe, a whole new world. Now, I know there may be some because some really love this place. But I tell you, I can leave it because he's got something better. Amen. So now if you are a Christian living your life for him and not for yourself or for this world, you can be sure he is guiding your steps. Oftentimes when you cannot possibly think that God had anything to do with this or with that, he's oftentimes leading us into situations that are to chip away, you know, that those things we carry, you know, and those things that we let get in the way. His word tells us in Psalms 37, 23 and 24, the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. The theologian John Corson says of this scripture, if you love the Lord, your steps are being ordered by him. Therefore, events in your life and circumstances where you live, work, or worship, or study are all under the Lord. And if you stumble along the way, he won't cast you off. He won't kick you out. He'll just pick you up, back up with you, and carry you in his hand and let you get on going again. He's a God of another chance, another opportunity. Lord, save me, Peter cried as he sank beneath the waves. And Matthew says, Jesus stretched out his hand, lifted a drenched Peter out of the water, and plopped him back in the boat while standing on the water. So that's a strong God with a strong hand. Amen. The time was that Jesus also was riding on an unbroken donkey. The hand of Jesus was able to control the animal who was untrained, unbroken. Again, that's a strong hand. Jesus was able to overturn tables and throw out the money changers in the temple. Again, we see the Lord who is a Lord who is strong and able and has a strong hand. The hand of Jesus is strong yet scarred, but there's a hole in his hand from the nail driven through it to pay the penalty for your and my sin. It is this very hand that picks you up and sees you through the rest of your journey. Church, in this new year of 2017, let us live this year being more focused and committed to the Lord in the narrow steps of life that expresses his nature and draws us to the security of his hand, to be less focused and less committed to a close-in spiritual walk with Jesus is to be left vulnerable to the desensitizing influence of a secular world system that will lead you away from the upholding hand of the Lord Jesus. Thus, the water walking lessons become a little more challenging for us than they were for Peter. I see 2017 being somewhat of a time of confusion, the good breaking out and the challenge of difficulties following on its tail. The year may also present a time of conflict for the nation and world as the atmosphere of war is really heating up. These difficulties may simply prove to feed into a time of the Lord's visitation, with restoration and a national revival. There's such a sense in the air that in spite of everything that the darkness has done and is doing, God is deciding he wants to have a day with America. He wants to have a day with you. He wants to have a time of visitation, amen, and to speak into the lives of those who want to know him but don't have the opportunity. And somehow I trust he'll heat up the witness of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God in us who know him, that we'd be willing to share the good news. The Lord said to me that he needs to share the message. We're supposed to be sharing the message out there, saints. And I think God wants to have a great move and do and accomplish some things. We may not fully understand it. Just let us be prepared. Let us be ready when he comes. How many of you remember the time some years back at Shiloh at 200 North when the Lord, we had a visitation of the Lord, and there were times that we just could not preach. You know, and there were times we were all on our faces on the floor for who knows how long, you know, in services. You know, and that was clearly a time that God was present. And I don't know, we kind of thought that maybe that was going to be the final thing, but you know, God, who knows what God was doing in those days. And we don't know what he'll be doing when he comes again, but I know that the Lord wants to visit our lives. He wants to visit this church. He wants to visit this nation. Amen. So in this new year, it's important that you learn to rest in God. More, and to learn more intimately what the rest of God is about. Resting and trusting your life in the hands of our loving Heavenly Father is to discover the amazing hope of the one in whom Acts 17:28 declares, "For in him we live and move and have our being." That has been a text that's been really meaningful to me these past weeks and times. It seems like a greater sense of understanding what that scripture was saying. That when I think about the scripture where it says that the Lord fills the universe, we're talking about a big God, amen? And I have concluded that he must live above and beyond the thing he made. And if he made the universe, I kind of say he's bigger and greater than the universe. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's outside of that. And I find that when I think about that, because he is spirit, just like he was saying to Nicodemus, you know, about the spirit being like the wind, and it goes wherever it wills to go. Well, I realize the wind is all over this planet. Amen. Everywhere. But he is just like it. He is not it. He's more than it. And so, as a sense that right now, where you are, all around you, is the presence of a living God. Amen. And also, all in you, in your spirit, is the presence of a living God. You're in him, and he's in you. And somehow, that may help you when you're praying. Just kind of focus and see if you can catch that reality. You know, it's helpful when you try as hard sometimes. The burden will just lift. As 2017 brings with comes with celebration and joy. Just as God saved you, it is only he who can bring you to the level of spiritual strength and maturity capable of surviving and overcoming adversities in the world. Throughout our life journey with God, there are always periods of rest, times in which for a season we are relieved from the heat of the battle, the trial of your faith, the temptation of the wilderness, or the press of the oppressor. Even in your valleys, God ordains rest. He will appoint times of rest and encouragement for you as you're going through them. 2017 is about God's church coming of age. that is maturing to the level that these times require and will demand of us all. The coming of age for God's church is not a self-effort kind of thing only, but a God thing that is a work only God is capable of accomplishing in and through you and me. Just as only God could save you, it is only He who can bring you to the level of spiritual strength and maturity capable of surviving and overcoming the world. As 2017 brings with it the celebration and joy of making a fresh start, of leaving past failures behind, of embracing new horizons, or realizing and releasing some untapped potential God revealed to you, it also brings with it a realization and a caution that Jesus Christ is the only real help we have in this world. For facing the adversities and weathering the storms that the Prince of Darkness and an evil global governmental system would love to unleash upon us in the world. Now is a time that God will suddenly come to His house and supernaturally strengthening and encouraging His church in unprecedented ways. Because of His extraordinary love and favor, He will supernaturally enable those who look to Him and follow Him. Malachi 3:1, there the Lord said, "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts." In one of his devotions, Bob Gass said, "Sometimes God shows up dramatically, like an unexpected check. A door suddenly opens for you, or the Lord protecting you from a situation that would otherwise destroy you. Other times he shows up quietly, replacing your anxiety with assurance, whispering Isaiah 41:10, 'Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.'" I close with giving you some sound bites on how to rest and grow in God in the times that we're in. I gleaned these from and reframed them from Dr. Vicki Johnson. She reports many have written expressing their wish that 2016 would hurry to an end. Saints, this awakens us to the truth that if we don't do our inner work, we will carry the same pain into 2017. Whereas there has been a lot of grief, pain, and fear, undoubtedly there has also been a lot of joy. In the wise counsel of Scripture, we are to take heart. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And also in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." I want to encourage you to be reframed in your emotions. Refrain them from reframe your emotion to one of gratitude. Be grateful for the grace. That'll make that a Bible ad. Be grateful for the grace. Let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. It's a God thing. In times like these, if we all lose faith and neglect to tap into the joy of the Lord, who can God use? Romans 8:31 says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" I would add, what could be against us? Therefore, as much as you can, be a light. Shine something truthful and wonderful into the life of somebody else. Be a blessing, not a burden. Speak life in spite of the circumstances. And by all means, when needed, surround yourself with people who will stand in the gap for you with love and fervent prayer. Be aware of what is not normal is the way we are repeatedly bombarded and traumatized through social media, television, video games, movies, etc., etc., with death, bombarded with death, which has really created an inability to discern what is real and what is not real. You know, I don't think I'm completely off the rocker, but I'm leery now of some of the new technology that's coming out. You may have seen them. They make them real cheap, you know, real kind of instant-like, where you put them on and you have these mind-binding travels and whatever. I have refused to put one on because I don't know. There's been some kind of thought that video games something is affecting young people going crazy, shooting up schools, and somehow that conditioning is occurring somewhere. And I'm just a little overly cautious, you know, about some of the stuff that's coming out. Why? Because I remember a time when Facebook and all the social media networks said, we weren't selling any information to our government. And then about a year ago, they all came out confessing that they were, you know. And so I was talking to my brother the other day, time we get into these heavy conversations about the world and about everything. And I accidentally called him the other day, and you know how you sometimes sit on your phone and before you know you dial somebody up. And I got in one of those long conversations I was not ready to get into as we discussed the things of the world. But, you know, I'm just trying to say, you know, I think they know everything about us, you know. You wonder how they can always catch everybody so soon. They don't have a camera. You don't see all those cameras out there, you know, but they have satellites. I don't know. I don't want you to think I'm off from being normal, but I'll just say I'm suspicious of how they use the technology to secure their own interests and not ours. But there's an enormous value in having a radical self-control, solitude, stillness of prayer, meditation, and devotion, and consecration times with God. Live every day so that when God calls, you are empty of your assignment. Amen? That you've done what He's asked you to do, you've trusted in Him, and you're going to be about the Father's business in this world. Amen? Amen. And out of the volume of stuff I was putting together for New Year's, and they told me it's going to be an hour service, you just got a pericope. But that's like a little. But Happy New Year. Be encouraged. Rejoice and be glad. God is on the throne and you know Him and He knows you. He loves you, and we all love you. Merry, merry, merry. Happy New Year. Let's stand together. And as we do so, I understand that when God had Moses pray the ironic blessing over Israel, He said, "You will put My name upon the people." And so I want to pray this blessing over you for the new year and for whatever it is in your life. We serve a big, 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 big God, you know. And so let's be more focused on Him and walking in the narrow way of life. Amen. Let's not think that the world is our apple and run after it. You know, I remember a wise preacher said some time ago, all Satan's apples have worms. And so we want to live a lifestyle of devotion to God. But But I'm going to kind of stay at to expand the meaning of some of the things of the prayers I pray over you. The Lord bless you, causing His grace to abound in your life, causing you to walk unerringly in life, and guide you in His strength on a strong arm. And may He keep you, causing you to know His surety and His security, that you can overcome, and that nothing that you experience would be more than you can bear, but that His grace will be abounding on you. And may the Lord make His face to shine upon you, and nothing will ever be more enriching for you than your time of intimacy and prayer with Him, that He might grace your life, that He might shine in upon you and strengthen you in everything, in every way that you need. May He be gracious to you, and you always know the kindness of the Lord, and you always will know that He will never do anything that will be against you to hurt you, but His grace shall abound every day of your life. And the Lord lift up His countenance upon you, and the Lord smile upon your life and upon your family and upon all that you're about in life. And may He give you His peace, His shalom, that everything in your life will work, that everything in your life will go well, even when it seems to be uphill, that you will always know if, when you go up even the rough side of the mountain, as some have said, that the Lord is your escort, and that He's with you, and He's training out of you whatever else it is that He is after to make you more perfect in Him. So this way, His name is upon you, upon your household and your family, and may you be enriched in the goodness and things of the Lord every step of the way, all the days of your life, until He comes for you again, and your journey is fulfilled in Him. And that all heaven and the angels will rejoice over you. May the loving kindness of the Lord bless you. May you have health and wealth and all that you need to negotiate this life and this world, knowing that you can overwhelm the overwhelmer with the love of God and with the power of His name. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen, to the glory of God. God bless you, saints, and all your household.